Guys, we got to talk about ice.
Yeah, let's do it.
Rob, you should stick around for that because I know you have interest in this. According to witnesses, and it looks pretty credible, the dude who got shot in Houston last week, Lorenzo Araujo, apologies if I'm mispronouncing. Apparently, ICE claimed that he had weaponized his car and was aiming for them, but actually, this looks like the shot came through the front passenger side window. And meanwhile, another person in Maine, by the way, neither of these were the targets of the ICE operations in question. They shot and killed a dude in Maine. This is at least death number nine. So, guys, I have a question for you. So, ICE keeps claiming, Renee Good and so on, that people aim their cars at them, and so they shoot the drivers in order to avoid getting run over. Assuming this is all true, which of course I know the chances of that are slim to none,
Zero.
why are you standing in front of people's cars when you're trying to apprehend them?
Or a better question, why does a bullet go through the passenger window if indeed they're trying to hit you with the front of the car?
That's pertinent too. But it's like, even if I accept their ridiculous story, it's like, okay, so you admit you're retards, right? Like you're standing in front of a car. I'm pretty sure cops are trained not to stand in front of the cars driven by people they're trying to stop. I'm pretty sure, right? Like cars weigh a lot and they hurt you when they drive over you. So don't do that.
It's typically a bad idea.
I mean,
That's a bad
I
idea.
just don't. It's kind of like so. Which it's kind of like my question. Like, so are ICE
Bad idea.
buying sacks of shit, or are they stupid, or both? Which is it?
I think they're just. I don't. I just. I think it's a training issue, because if you're trained to act like a soldier, you're not trained to act like a cop. Those are two very different things. Now, if you're a cop, you're trained to de-escalate, take someone, into custody and just get it done with. Like you're not out looking for a fight,
Now
I
that
guess is
training
what I
is
was trying to
really,
say.
it's like even the way they talk to you, like for example, when they say like, oh, I'm gonna have to ask you to open your trunk. I'm gonna have to ask you to see, I'm gonna need to see your registration. They don't
Look at the
say,
plan.
give me your registration, hand me your registration. I'm gonna need you to do this. It makes it look like I can't help it. It's the law. I have to, I'm obliged to ask you for this, and it makes you think that you should go along. That's all part of the training.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, the cop is not your friend, even if he's being affable. It's a mask, right? It's like if you ever look at interrogations, they know that the guys just murdered four people and ate two babies. And they're like, "Hey, Bob, how are you doing? You doing okay today? You need anything? You need any water?
Get
Would you
you a
like a
cup.
bag of chips?"
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, "Very." It's the
What are you
weirdest thing
trying
in the
to?
world. Yeah. It's like they know this guy did it. The guy had like blood on his mouth when they caught him, and they dragged him in his, in his, in no shirt in his underwear. And they're like, "Bob, you need a blanket or anything? I mean, it's cold
Also,
down here."
it's like we just want to know what happened. You know
Yeah,
what I mean?
just tell me.
And you, they even say like, just tell us what happened so we can clear it up, and then you can be on your way.
Yeah, it's the wildest thing in the world to watch an interrogation. And it gives you this new perspective of cops. Like, there are times where you want the guy to win, right? Because it's like, okay, that guy's a monster. You just ate three babies. There are other times less so. When you're dealing with the public, I don't want that pointed at the public that's innocent. Right? It's wild, though. But they take on those personas when they're dealing with people and passengers, and they can be very pleasant and very polite, even as they're giving you a ticket that's going to wreck your life.
Totally. I mean, here in Montana.
But the ICE thing is different. Like, these are goons that are dropped into cities that are loaded weapons that have very little legal stuff around them. Like, meaning if an ICE agent was trying to get me, and I'm like, "Look, I'm an American citizen. I have a license. This guy is trying to apprehend me." The cop is going to stand down and let the ICE agent violate my rights. I spoke to Garland. I remember speaking to Garland about it. Garland was like, "What can I do? I'm just a local authority. This guy's coming from the federal government. Whether you're American or not, whether you're innocent or not, is irrelevant to the point.
Right. It's
That
like,
should not be allowed."
it's like that line in The Fugitive when Harrison Ford tells the marshal, like, I didn't kill my wife. And he says, I don't care.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm not here for that. I'm just here to arrest you.
Yep. Yeah. The morality of it, the legalities of it, the justification for it is irrelevant to the point. And that should be outrageous to anybody as an American.
Totally.